Good day. Today we are going to talk about caregiving for people with dementia and or Alzheimer's disease. Our author guest today is Odell Glenn. And Odell was grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and obtained his bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. And then he went on to receive two master's degrees. He worked as an engineer and later as an associate professor in the state of Connecticut. He also lived and worked in California and Oregon before relocating to South Carolina, which is where he lives today. He is getting ready to defend his doctoral dissertation. He's a public health advocate for asthma, Alzheimer's disease, and traumatic brain injury related to diseases. He's active in the local community, for which he serves as a social media coordinator for a nonprofit organization. He's an ordained minister, and at his church he is the coordinator for activities associated with young adults. He's a Sunday school teacher and preaches occasionally to the congregation. With all of this, the primary focus for the last 9 years has been on caring for both of his parents, who are now in their 80s. He believes that nothing he has learned and gained in life should be for self. The wisdom and experience that he has gained is intended to be shared to help shape and inform and guide someone else along life's tedious journey. His overall mission in life is to minister to the intellectual, social, and spiritual needs of all people. It's a pleasure to have Odell on the program today. We're going to be talking about caregiving. Hi, Odell. How are you doing?
Hi, Wynn. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us how you came about writing the book. I would assume that it was as a result of taking care of your elderly parents. Is that right?
Yes. Basically, after the seventh year of taking care of both my parents and pretty much doing that, you know, as a single person, I decided to... It just seemed as if it was the right time in the seventh year to be able to do that. And, you know, seven is the number of completion. Eight is the number of new beginnings. So my life has always been in what's called a prophetic order. And that inspiration just pretty much said, hey, this is a ministry. I really need to expose some of the tips that I've gotten me through to help other people. You know, in my book, the first tip or the first chapter is basically caregiving overview. And whether we want to believe it or not, statistics and research shows that, you know, people are living longer today, and adult children are now left in a position where they have to take on the role of caregiving, not only for aging parents, but for children who are sick or vulnerable, as well as pet lovers as well. So many will find themselves in this predicament of having to look after, you know, generations outside of themselves. Research calls this the sandwich generation, and we should expect this trend to rise steadily. So that pretty much motivated me to say someone may need this help. You know, caregiving is something that you do, and you only know how to do it when you have to do it. So there was no guide that said step one, step two. I kind of had the test before the lesson, and I just want to share some of my experience with others who may go through this path to at least give them some hints or some guidelines on how to help with such a dreadful disease and do it by yourself as well as maintain a career and a ministry on top of that.
Well, your book has the subtitle, 200 Caregiver Tips for Healthy Lifestyle Benefits. And in this book, you're going to give a lot of things that you learned in your journey to other people who are getting ready to take the same journey, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had two elderly parents, and my mother, she was bedridden for the last 6 years of her life, and my father developed Alzheimer's disease for the last 3 years of his life and had to stay at home, and I took care of him the best I could. I know it's difficult. You're trying to get your doctorate and that kind of stuff, and it's hard for people who have a job or other things that they have to do to be able to make all this come together, balance it, and so this is what your book is about, isn't it? Helping people balance their lives with being able to being caregivers?
Yes, exactly. And it also gives a lot of scripture and prayer. You know, basically, your faith will be strengthened in this journey. It is a journey where your faith will be strengthened. You know, I think it was Paul who said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Meaning God may not automatically, miraculously heal every disease or every body, but his grace will be sufficient for you as the caregiver to get through. And that's what got me through, God's grace, through these challenging times and continually challenging times. So the book offers some hope, some inspiration. There's prayers before each chapter. And then there's just some ways to encourage the caregiver. For example, the tip number 185 says to uplift others when you feel least like it, is to join the ranks of the heroic. You are a hero, caregivers, in so many ways to so many people. Takers do not inspire the world, however, givers like yourself do each day. So it's inspiration for the caregiver. There are many caregivers out there. And, you know, there is no such thing as National Caregiver Day. And caregivers are kind of underappreciated sometimes. But this, the type of heroic spirit that we give each day speaks volumes to the care recipient as well as to the world. And that's what the book is about. It's about uplifting the caregiver, to give credit to the caregiver, to give light to the caregiver. You know, there's a chapter on caregiving, typical primary caregiver duties. It's a 24-hour job. You're interacting with nurses and doctors every day. Sometimes some caregivers give up big paying jobs and also condos and homes to move in with the care recipient, as I did, and you make sacrifices, and then the 24-hour day that job that you do, you're interfacing with nurses and doctors, you're keeping up with doctors' appointments, and then you have a life yourself. So this book is to shed light on caregivers who are out there who may put a smile on your face, but underneath, they're like, Lord, I need your help. If you don't help, I won't be helped. So caregivers deal with a lot of challenges of their own. And what this book does, it gives light to the caregiver to say, you're doing an awesome job, but let's balance yourself out. Have some fun. Go out for a jog. Go out for a walk. Go to a support group. And go get the help you need as well while simultaneously doing what you know needs to be done.
One of the big issues with caregivers is that after a period of time, they suffer what's called burnout. Do you have anything to say about how caregivers could protect themselves from burnout?
Yeah. There's a chapter in my textbook, in my book called Care for the Caregiver. And these are some of the tactics that you should use and that I've also used to be able to say, hey, you know, I can't not burn out. You know, tip number 79, accept offers of help from others and be proactive by suggesting things for people to do with the care recipient. When guests come to your home, they should be made aware that coming to visit is not a vacation. So there is constantly something to be done. So get people involved in the process. Don't, you know, take on all that responsibility when there are other helping hands that could help you around. Tip number 80, give yourself credit. Treat yourself and pat yourself on the back every now and then for doing the best job you can do in one of the toughest jobs there is. Never wait until everything is perfect before you decide to enjoy your life. You know, whatever that may mean to you, that may mean just going away, hiring someone to take care of the care recipient while you go away just for a couple of hours to breathe again. Don't be guilty of doing that. You have to do that so that you will not burn out. Tip number 81, listen to fellow caregivers talk about their day-to-day experiences through support groups. You may come up with new and effective ideas to lessen your burden. Exchange numbers and emails with other caregivers for support. I go to support caregiving groups, Alzheimer's groups, where I'm meeting other people that are going through similar situations, and my God, that relieves so much stress. You may find that your situation may not be as terrible as someone else. You could give advice to someone else, meet a new friend, and you can just laugh a little. That laughter can prevent burnout also. And last but not least, I want to talk, these are just some. Emotions such as fear, anger, resentment, guilt, helplessness, and grief show up as a result of your caregiving daily life. So, you know, remind yourself that God's strength has given you the grace to do it and that he will continue on. So trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So let the emotions come out. You know, don't bottle them all up, you know. And then after you've reasoned with yourself and you realize that, you know, if it wasn't for you to do some of these things, where would the care recipient be? Then come back to yourself and look at the situation a different way. But trust God in the process. And last but not least, tip number 85 says, avoid caregiver burnout. Be realistic. Ask yourself these questions. Can you really work a full-time job, look at the children, and care for your ailing loved ones simultaneously? It may be profitable, it may not be, but create a to-do list of the tasks you will be responsible for. Revise this list often and avoid being too rigid. So I acknowledge that caregivers try this. To me, writing was a sense of therapy, which was another reason why I wrote the book. You know, when you're helping someone else, it relieves stress on your part, and it shows that your work is of value. So begin to write a to-do list and really realistically ask yourself, can you actually do all these things in one day? If not, seek help and find alternative things that could help relieve some of the stress. And as far as working a full-time job, you have to work that out within your own realm, in your own situation. It may or may not be possible because, of course, as we know, hiring someone to look after your caregiver, it's expensive nowadays, and insurance just doesn't cover that. So you have to kind of balance yourself out to know hours and times and days, you know. But if you look at it realistically, it can be done. It can be done.
Odell, caring for a family member with dementia or with Alzheimer's disease is different from caring for a family member with cancer or physical conditions. Can you speak to that?
Yes, it is. when, and people really need to know the major differences between those. Dementia Alzheimer's is not the normal process of aging, and the person can, the symptoms can vary from person to person and from age to age. So when a person begins to have memory problems, that affects social life, that affects hygiene, it affects decision and cognitive thinking, and it affects a lot. So you really, one really never knows how to care for a person with Alzheimer's disease unless they've gone through that experience. It is a really heartbreaking experience and really kind of, you know, eye-tearing experience as well. And I'm praying that there will be some sort of a cure at some point. However, you're dealing with legal issues when you start dealing with someone caring for dementia or Alzheimer's. You have to pay finances. You have to have a power of attorney. You have to make sure their will is already in place before it reaches that point. It's so many different levels that you have to portray. They're not the same person. They begin to act out in different ways. You know, for example, for cancer or any other type of disease, they're still in their right mind. It's just the cells in their body and they're maybe weak, but they still are in their right mind. They still can make applicable choices for themselves. That's not the case for Alzheimer's dementia, you know, and so people really need to be cognizant that it is a caregiving job on top of a caregiving job when you're dealing with those diseases.
Yeah. Odell, tell the audience, please, how they can get a copy of your book.
Yes. My book, Caregiving, the Inspirational Manual, 200 Caregiver Tips with Healthy Lifestyle Benefits, you can look for it on Amazon, or you can go to my website, www.ogcaregiving.com. That's www.ogcaregiving.com, and you can purchase it directly through me. It is a great resource and an awesome book poured from my heart to your heart to help caregivers along the way. Many have come and said it's just not for older, it's for young children caring or even pet lovers who care for sick animals as well. They've been blessed and benefited by the tips.
Odell, this program is being distributed on iTunes and their podcast section under Alternative Health, and the title of the program is called Freedom from Addiction, and then Share Your Mission is a sub-classification. And although I'm interviewing you for Mission, I was just wondering, in your life as a minister, have you gotten any experience or have anything that you can tell our audience about this terrible problem of addiction?
Well, sometimes, and I'm going to portray it and tie it into caregiving, sometimes caregivers can get depressed and they can overeat or overindulge because they feel like, hey, I'm doing this every day, there's no cure, there's no way out. I had a life prior to this, and now everything is taken away, and I have to pretty much go down to nothing to continue. So there is a chapter in my book called Healthy Eating, where it's basically going back to eating healthy foods. That's, for example, tip number 113, saturated fats are linked to heart disease and increased blood cholesterol. Foods from animals such as whole milk, ice cream, cream, cheese, butter, lard, and meats are associated with saturated fats. So plant oils such as cocoa butter and palm kernel have saturated fat in them. Sometimes we can overeat, and that can become an addiction. So watching out for your eating habits is a chapter in the book that pretty much says, you know, you really should seriously stay away from some of these saturated fats. Stay away from these fast foods. Sometimes you can eat and feel happy, and that could be your joy, but it's not healthy, and it can become addictive. So in the book, Healthy Eating Habits for Both Caregiver and Care Recipient can prove beneficial for both parties, but work with your physician to determine how much or how little you should consume. For example, a Mediterranean diet is rich in healthy fats, like olive oil, fish, and produce. And a study was done by the University of Gothenburg that showed the chances of living longer increased 20% from eating a Mediterranean diet. Now, Mediterranean food is actually my favorite food. And so you want to look out for some of those crutches that you can have that will give you temporary joy that could lead into addiction. And I just want to end off, I do have another chapter called Essential Oil Benefits. You know, essential oils, there are 14 oils, essential oils that are mentioned in the Bible. And I'm not going to read all of them, but, for example, myrrh, frankincense, cedarwood oil, cinnamon oil, hyssop, these are just to name a few. And in my book, I give what these oils could potentially do to help cure some chronic diseases. Research they're still being researched, but, you know, they're coming from the root of a tree. The oil is coming from the bark of the tree, and the oil is rich in natural fragrances. And if the Bible mentions them, that they have to be of some use. So these are some of the things we could kind of take care of ourselves and not fall into some of these chronic addictions that we tend to fall into. If we kind of open our eyes spiritually and hear what Christ is saying to the church, then we could really get away from addiction habits.
Odell, overeating might be the most common addictive behavior in the country right now. All you have to do is look around and see how many overweight children and adults there are to know that this is a significant problem. And if a caregiver gets into that addictive behavior as a result of being burned out, depressed, or whatever, that could be very serious behavior. So if you are a caregiver and if you do have a tendency to be addicted to food, remember, there's only one reason for eating, one reason, and that is to stay alive. Everything else is not the reason for eating. If you eat because you're depressed, if you eat because it's a comfort food, if you eat because you're mad, all those are not the reason that God gave us for eating. And so you need to think about that when you're thinking about overeating and try to put that in mind, because that quite probably is the biggest addictive behavior associated with caregiving, I would think.
Right, it is. And like I said, there's also, you know, you can eat ice cream, Häagen-Dazs ice cream, that's fun, that makes you happy, but again, eating in large amounts could affect you and could cause chronic diseases later on. You know, there's a whole chapter that I put in what not to do as a caregiver. For example, do not bottle up your emotions. You know, every relationship is different, but sharing your struggles with the person you're caring for can make the two of you closer, despite the many changes which occur in both of your lives daily. So don't bottle up your emotions and keep them, like I mentioned prior. Go to support groups. Go seek a counselor. You know, you're dealing with a disease that has no cure. And, you know, I have not heard of an ordained minister who believes in the miraculous power of God healing, But I haven't heard of any cases of God actually healing someone completely, turning it around, of this disease. But he gives us a promise in his scripture that his grace is sufficient for us. So I'm leaning on his grace and still believing that God can and will take us through the storm. So when you're going through storm, you can get mentally depressed, and that could be an addiction as well. So don't let your heart become troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. If it hadn't been for my faith to get me through this, I don't know where I would have been. And I thank God for strengthening my faith, you know, through this entire process.
Well, you said that you didn't have any personal knowledge of God healing. Were you talking about addiction, or were you talking about memory loss and Alzheimer's disease?
Memory loss and Alzheimer's. I have not known anyone who's gotten healed miraculously of it.
Yes. But on the other hand, God does heal people with addiction.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And not to say that he cannot heal people with Alzheimer's. I haven't heard of any. I've known him personally that he has healed people of addiction.
Right.
With his sometimes miraculously, and a lot of times with help on their part.
Yeah. Well, back in 2000, in November of 2000, I had a conversation with God one evening after I was asleep, and he told me what his plan for helping his creations with their disease of addiction was, and asked me to take that on as my mission and start writing about it, which I did. And I'm still writing about it 26 years later. So there is help, and you can get it from the highest authority in the universe that will cure you from any of over 20 different addictive problems or issues. And if you want to get some more information, try www.freedomfromaddiction.info. And so we're out of time. Our guest today was Odell Glenn, and his book was called Caregiving, the Inspirational Manual, 200 Caregiver Tips with Healthy Lifestyle Benefits, either Amazon or his website. And we hope that you've enjoyed this program today. I have. And Odell, thank you so much for telling us about your new book.
Oh, thank you. And I would just like to say a closing prayer for all the caregivers out there. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Yes. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, sometimes we're often overlooked, unnoticed, misunderstood, and underappreciated. But God, according to Proverbs 15:3, your eyes are in every place, beholding both the evil and the good. So we continually thank you, God, as caregivers, for the wisdom, for the grace, and the strength that you faithfully give us each day. We thank you for stretching our faith and strengthening our trust in you throughout each endeavor. Lord, we ask that you would touch our loved ones and give them peace in the midst of challenge. We know that you can do all things but fail. Lord, continue to lead us and guide us as our hearts reflect you through selfless service and giving. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And thanks again, Odell, for being on the program today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.